This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what is the case for the grains in the trade here today?
Right now, I got to argue the bean market bear is growling hard today, Mark. We are making new lows for the move here this morning. Plain and simple, we've been in a sideways to lower market in essentially an ascending triangle. We broke out to the downside this morning. So the technical picture is really starting to turn ugly on these beans. On top of it, the weather in Brazil still looks very, very good. I would argue that crop's getting bigger by the day. There is a little bit of concern about dryness issues in Argentina, but the reality is with the massive crop potential in Brazil, it'll probably more than offset any losses in Argentina, and hence the weakness in the beans. The corn market is hanging in there a little bit better. It's only down a half cent to one today, which is good to see because it is, you know, like I said, it's trying to ignore the weakness in the bean market. I am a little bit leery about the corn market, though. We got some negative news out of China. China announced that they're going to halt auctions of import of corn from their state reserves in an attempt to stabilize their falling domestic prices. You know, they essentially, their corn prices have continued to drop. They've declined 14% in 2024, like 4.5-year lows. You know, that just shows you the weakness of the Chinese economy, and that just in general is not good for anybody.
And for so long, that $10 number had been kind of a magnet for the soybean marketplace. So like you said, Jim, it is a little bit jarring to see that front month price starting to pull away from that $10 number.
Well, it is, and I think that's now going to be a problem on the charts. I mean, like you said, that's been a magnet in general. It's been holding pretty well against these fall lows since essentially mid-October. Now that we've taken that part, that chart point out, what will traditionally happen, Mark, is that'll become major resistance.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up, and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
March corn up 0.75 cents at 4.42¼. January soybean meal down 3.80 at 2.83.40. January soybean oil down 82 cents at 39.80. On the Merck, February live cattle up 2 cents at 189.77. January feeder cattle down 32 cents at 257.15. February lean hogs up 15 cents at 83.35. Class 3 milk down 3 pennies at 20.48. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.